All right, everybody, welcome back. Today we are diving into some seriously cool tech that's poised to, well, maybe revolutionize how businesses connect with their customers. We're talking AI that can actually make phone calls, and not just any calls. We're talking personalized conversations that sound shockingly human. Buckle up, because we're dissecting a fascinating excerpt all about Real Voice AI, what it is, how it works, and the potential impact it could have on e-commerce. So imagine this. You're running an online store, things are humming along. Customers are browsing, they're adding items to their carts, you know, the digital dance of online shopping. But then,
oof,
they vanish.
Abandoned carts, the bane of every e-commerce entrepreneur's existence, right?
Ugh, tell me about it. Abandoned carts are a constant source of frustration, not to mention lost revenue. It's like the online equivalent of a customer walking up to the register, then doing a 180 right before they pay. Exactly. And as someone who spent way too much time agonizing over website analytics, I can tell you those abandoned carts add up. But that's where this Real Voice AI thing comes in, claiming to offer a solution. So walk us through this. What is Real Voice AI, and what makes it different from all the other chatbots and automated messages out there?
Okay, so Real Voice AI is being marketed as a virtual sales assistant, which in itself isn't exactly groundbreaking. But here's the twist. It uses some seriously impressive AI to actually call customers who abandon their carts. And we're not talking about those clunky robotic calls from, like, the Stone Age of automation.
But wait, hold up. So it actually places a voice call, like a real person would.
Yep, you got it. And this is where it gets really interesting. It doesn't just spit out a generic script.
Okay, so spill the beans. How does it work?
So let's say someone's browsing your online store, adds a pair of those snazzy new sneakers to their cart, but then they hesitate. Maybe they get distracted, maybe they balk at the shipping costs, who knows? But the point is, they're on the fence.
And Real Voice AI senses this hesitation and swoops in for the save.
Precisely. The AI is triggered by specific customer actions in this case. Abandoning a cart, and boom, it places a call. Now here's the kicker. It uses something called natural language processing, or NLP, to sound incredibly human, like scarily human.
Whoa, hold on. Are we talking, like, can't tell it's a robot human?
Right.
Because that's both amazing and kind of creepy, right?
It really is amazing how far this tech has come.
Yeah.
But yeah, it can address the customer by name, ask about their experience, maybe offer a little incentive to complete the purchase, like free shipping or a discount code.
So it's like having a super smooth, hyper-efficient sales team working around the clock without needing coffee breaks. But let's address the elephant in the room, the ick factor. I mean, how do we know customers even want this?
That's the million-dollar question, and honestly, it's the make-or-break factor for this whole thing.
Yeah.
From what I gather, the key is transparency and, crucially, consent. Customers would have to opt in to receive these calls, maybe during the checkout process or when they create an account.
Got it. So no robot calls in the middle of the night. Phew. But seriously, giving customers that control over how they want to interact with a business that feels huge.
Absolutely. It's all about providing options and building trust.
Okay, so besides potentially rescuing those abandoned carts, what are some other benefits of using this tech?
Think about it. Every one of those calls is a goldmine of data. Imagine the AI consistently hears that customers are hesitant to buy because of shipping costs.
That's instant market research telling you exactly what's holding customers back.
Exactly. You're not just rescuing sales, you're gaining insights into customer behavior, which can inform everything from pricing strategies to marketing campaigns.
It's like having a built-in focus group, only way less awkward.
Okay, so let's say a business owner listening to this is totally on board. How do they even begin to implement this?
The good news is, from what I've read, integrating Real Voice AI into a platform like Shopify is surprisingly simple. They've got plugins, APIs, the whole nine yards.
So no need to hire a whole team of developers just to get it up and running. That's a relief.
Exactly. But the real work, in my opinion, lies in the customization. Right. You don't want your AI calling up customers sounding like a character from a cheesy sci-fi movie.
Precisely. The AI's voice, its tone, the way it phrases things, all of that needs to feel natural, authentic to your brand. Plus, you've got to analyze that call data, see what's resonating with customers, what's falling flat, and tweak the AI's responses accordingly.
It's a learning curve, just like any other aspect of running a business. This whole thing really makes you think about the future of customer service, doesn't it? Like, if we're already at a point where AI can have eerily human-like conversations over the phone, what does that even look like 5-10 years down the road?
Right. I mean, we're already seeing those lines blurring between human interaction and AI. as this tech gets even more sophisticated, and trust me, it'll be fascinating to see how it transforms not just e-commerce, but customer service across the board.
Absolutely. And maybe a little bit terrifying too, right? Like, at what point does it become too real? At what point do we need to start thinking about the ethics of all this? It's a brave new world out there, and frankly, I'm equal parts excited and terrified to see where it all goes. But that, my friends, is a conversation for another day. For now, we'll leave you with this food for thought. If you can't tell the difference between a human and AI on the other end of the line, does it even matter? Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, stay curious.